Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Today, I think it's the 30th, isn't it? It is the third day of the waning Gibbous. So the message for today is coming out of Matthew chapter 11. And it's only two verses, 29 and 30. So it's three verses. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Put my yoke upon your shoulders. It might appear heavy at first, but it is perfectly fitted to your curves. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. When you are yoked to me, your weary souls will find rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So the message for today, on this third day of the moon being in the waning gibbous position, God is telling us, as we go into our soul, we enter into our mind, body, and spirit, the inner spirit, He's telling us to pull up. Let your eyes watch God. Pull up. Let your eyes watch God. This message is kind of personal to me because it's in real time. My spirit is low. But this is how I come up. I take it to the cross. I'm reminded at this time of my cousin's book, Zora Neale Hurston, called "Their Eyes Were Watching God." Isn't it interesting that people, places, community, and institutions have problems with you, and it's your fault? This messed up world has beautiful things in it. However, some things are just still in the closet, never resolved. Am I the problem because I don't check all the boxes on your list of your demands, despite me having competitive qualities? So how can one find one's own identity, resilience, and the quest for autonomy in a society marked by racial and gendered oppression, to say the least? When we are discouraged, you feel isolated, oppressed, always being held back, omitted, dismissed, invisible. Your words to me are calm and pleasant. However, your actions send microaggressions. And no matter how much I am educated, trained, obtained additional work and volunteer experiences, clinical experiences, and so on, fellowships, it just isn't enough. So every area of your life isn't enough, despite your being a competitive contender. So today, God is telling us, in times like these, when you feel so down, pull up and let your eyes watch me. God wants us to know that people have problems with Beyoncé's country music song project. Really? Who said that P-Funk, Parliament, Funkadelic, and country cannot mix? I just think that is creative force. It's all music. Doesn't all music belong to God? It is always something that you're not enough, or you feel that you're not enough, despite God saying that you are enough. You cannot meet the demands. Even though God says that you can. But that's according to others that you can't. You aren't what we want. But God says you are what they want. In the scripture, Jesus is referring to the saying, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's part of a larger passage, which comes out of Matthew 11, in which Jesus tells all who are weary and burdened, just come on in to him for rest. He isn't speaking here of a physical burden. He's talking about that deeper thing, that your inner spirit and your soul, because sometimes you can get so downtrodden that it just kills your spirit and kills your soul. He's referring to the heavy burden of a system of works that the Pharisees laid on the backs of the people that Jesus was offering to relieve. So today I tell you, pull up. Let your eyes watch God. The word yoke is referred to a connotation of self-righteousness and legalistic law-keeping. It has been said by biblical scholars that the Pharisees had added over 600 regulations regarding what qualified as working on the Sabbath. That is a heavy burden. Just stick a fork in it because you feel done and cooked. But I'm here today to tell you again, pull up and let your eyes watch God. Remember the story of the lawyer who asked Jesus what was the greatest commandment of the law? That's in Matthew 22, verse 36. You can almost read between the lines of the man's question. What law? Of all the laws we have, do I absolutely have to keep them all? That's what the man was asking. Are you feeling oppressed today? Jesus is saying that any kind of law keeping is burdensome and amounts to a heavy yoke of oppression, because no amount of law keeping can bridge the gap between our sinfulness and God's holiness. That's why people don't like to pay bills, to be real about it. So I'm telling you today, pull up. Let your eyes watch God. You might think that just because you have the power that you are over and better than another. But God says through the mouth of the prophet of Isaiah that all of our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. Your deeds are like a polluted garment. You won't win. In Romans 3 verse 20, Paul reiterates to the Romans that no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. So today I ask you again, pull up and let your eyes watch God. Jesus promises all to come to him, and that he will give you rest from the heavy burdens of trying to earn your way into heaven, and rest from the oppressive yoke of self-righteousness and legalism. Jesus encourages us who are heavy laden to take his yoke upon yourself, and in so doing, you will find rest for your soul, so you won't have soul injury. The yoke of Jesus is light. It is easy to carry because it is the yoke of repentance. It's the yoke of faith followed by the yoke of singular commitment to follow him. So pull up today and let your eyes watch God. Jesus' yoke is easy and his burden is light. And in Jesus' own active obedience, his perfect fulfillment of the law of God on the cross, Jesus carried our burdens. And remember, Jesus carrying the heavy cross, that was for us. Remember his mother crying on the as he was carrying the cross? Those heavy burdens, that cross represented heavy burdens. and the maladaptive behavior of the soldiers and the people in the crowd. That all reminds me of the whipping post. Grown 80-year-old black men whipped in public, on public display, naked. But I'm here to tell you, pull up in Christ. Let your eyes follow God. In Jesus, we are made perfect. Pull up. Let your eyes watch God. It is possible that our relationship with the triune God is only rituals, and church is the only replacement of a club scene. The belief is so-so as long as we cover it up and put it in the closet. Amen. But the Holy Spirit, thank God, we are indwelt in the Holy Spirit that is to be permanently present in our soul and mind. Is the Holy Spirit present in your soul and your mind? Is connected to you. If you are a believer in Christ, in the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And one last thing I want to tell you. Here's some ways to take your burdens to Jesus. Number one, pull up. Let your eyes watch God through prayer. Pray about your burdens and give them to Jesus and trust that He will handle them. Number two, pull up and let your eyes watch God while reading His scripture. Read scripture relates to your situation and connect with God through prayer. Whatever's going on with you, the Bible has something to say about it. Pull up and let your eyes watch God through Bible study. I call this group support. Consider a one-on-one Bible study with a Christian friend, a church Bible study class, Sunday school, or spiritual Christian counseling. Now, one last thing about this particular piece. If some man comes to you women and say, let's have Bible study, walk away, because they have another agenda. The same thing with men. If a woman comes to you alone and says, let's have Bible study, walk away. They have another agenda. They're just trying to get with you in the name of Jesus. And lastly, pull up. Let your eyes watch God as you trust God. God is more capable than any human being and can take on the weight of your worries and your fears. And when you take your burdens to Jesus, He can clarify your role and remind you that He's in charge of the outcomes. Jesus is in charge of the outcomes. Jesus is in charge of the outcomes. Jesus is in charge of the outcomes. It's in His will. Pull up. Let your eyes follow God and see the Holy Spirit who works in your life and molds you into the image of Christ every day, picking off things and pulling things and reshaping things, making the yoke of Jesus easy and His burden light for you. The life lived by faith is a much lighter yoke and a much easier burden to carry than the heavy and burdensome yoke of self-righteousness under which some continually strive to make themselves acceptable to God through works. So what I'm saying today for you today as we close, when your spirit is low, come up and pull up. When your spirit is low today, come up and pull up. When your spirit is low today, come up and pull up. And let your eyes watch God. To God be the glory. Ogunifa Oluwa Almadi Lil Rabi. Selah.